It is with great honor and deep respect that I welcome each of you to this nine-month teleseries, Birthing the Heart and Mind of God. I know some of you in countries around the world have gotten up in the middle of the night to participate with us, and I so thank you. What we will be creating in our 9 months together is unprecedented. Together, we are going to establish a new template or a new container to house your life force in. And we are going to fill your new container or template with key codes and patternings that are of the operating system of God. This really is a precise teaching being given to me piece by piece from the energy of love and light that I call God, out of deep love, honor, and respect for each and every one of you. I can't even begin to tell you how loved you are, and that presence of that love for you, for me, for us, is being made evident every time I sit down to write. So please know that you are all being held in the lap of God. And if you do your part in this birthing with love and dedication and action, you can believe the former human template patterning that is yours now will dissolve and make room for the new and divine one that we will be putting into place over this next 9 months together. So life as you have known it is over, as I'm sure you have all noticed, and soon you will look at your current life as your past life. And rather than leaving your body and reincarnating to begin again as a baby, you now have the glorious option to switch templates and operating systems, thus creating a brand new life for yourself. It does mean starting again, if you will, but not in the same template with the same conditions ever again. A little history. In the beginning, the human template was pure in its intent and plan, though very quickly it was compromised as the cycle of evolution unfolded. You and all of your ancestors descended repeatedly into one of only 500 templates that were created for the human experience. That's pretty hard to believe, isn't it? And if you were asked to look around you, or even look around the world, you would be hard-pressed to come up with even as many as 500 personalities, ego compositions, or patterns of behavior. What you would find in each, however, would be endless miscreations, deep wounds, erroneous life and personal interpretations, maladies and distortions, including your own, that has governed yours and everyone else's existence throughout time. And it is the very reason that the cycle of reincarnation has been never ending until now. Very, very few could really heal from a previous life when they kept descending back into one of the 500 human templates with all of its limitations and distortions. And though the system of God, that which is the system that houses the highest light, the highest love, and the greatest power, lives inside of every human template, the template itself has become so corrupt and ravaged throughout human history that the ability for the system of God, or the heart and mind of God, to take dominion over the human nature and consciousness has been greatly hindered. And as such, it makes it virtually impossible for any one of you to really know your true self or experience and live fully in your authentic power with your authentic nature and have your light blazing and love pouring inward towards yourself and all others, or to solidly connect to the source of all life and all truth. And that is going to change significantly over the next 9 months, and you will be free if you grant yourself permission to be and you take the actions that allow you to be. It would be safe to say that once your human template with its lower heart and mind is stripped down, deactivated, and bypassed, and the heart and mind of God is installed and activated through a new template, you will know who you really are, how you really are, and why you chose to come to this planet now. And you will know joy. You will know magic. You will know blessings. And you will know God in a real way. So before we go further, I'd like to make a few more key points. This series of 18 sessions is truly not to be taken lightly. It is not an hour and a half every 2 weeks that is going to change your life. It won't. It is taking what you get from this hour and a half every 2 weeks and applying every tool, technique, teaching, activation, invocation, and more every single day until it becomes you. In these sessions, there will be many in-the-moment experiences, both profound and magical in their nature, directed messages from God and the angelic and archangelic realms, invocations, tools, sound healings, clearings, activations, meditations, and exercises we will do together, along with energy work that I will do with the group as a collective. They all will be left with you then to listen to and take and activate further in your daily life. And there will also be a handful of brilliant on-the-ground guests joining us every now and again throughout the series to further assist you in this birthing process through activations, transmissions, and insights. Every session will build upon the previous one, which is another reason why being present in as many classes will be so important to you. Tonight introduces you to the journey ahead. We're setting the intention and focus and begin clearing your old template. Throughout this next 9 months, you will have the opportunity to become stronger, wiser, more loving, more lovable, more insightful, calmer, more balanced, more discerning, more powerful, happier, creative, and connected with the heart and mind of God. And perhaps even more noteworthy is that the relationship you have with yourself will change irrevocably if you let it. So, as a part of this birthing, I am suggesting that you create a birthing room. That's what I call it, a birthing room, somewhere in your home that is quiet, energetically pleasing, and sacred to you, where you may go daily to deepen into your new reality and into the new template of your making. It will be important for you to remove or turn off, of course, all distractions, including cell phones and computers, from your sacred space. While in this birthing room, if you are committed, undistracted, and focused, you will notice that there will be an amplification of the tools, the techniques, the invocations, the prayers, and more that you will employ from these sessions. And you will also be clearer here to document your 9-month journey. If you are able, please create an altar with sacred objects, crystals, pictures, flowers, holy water, and always a candle on it. When we create altars, what we're doing is we're creating a system in a particular place which actually filters out non-supportive energies and enhances life-supporting energies. And I also suggest that you use your birthing room at pre-dawn, as this light is the most powerful and quiet time of the day. As dusk turns into the night skies, the mass consciousness also quiets itself, so working in your birthing room at this time will also be potent. However, if you work at dusk, it will be important for you to clear yourself from all that occurred before the current moment that you entered your sacred space, and to still yourself intentionally so you are able to be focused and intentional. In either case, please utilize your birthing room or birthing space each day, and you will notice great shifts taking place in your sacred space. So, if you are ready to melt down the human template and leave the lower heart and mind behind in favor of the heart and mind of God, off we go on a glorious adventure together. So let's take a few breaths together. I will guide you through each breath. When you take each breath, will you please breathe as though you were taking a breath of God into you? Focus on God in whatever way is comfortable to you. You can even just focus on the feeling of love and make each breath sacred. And let the light of God that you breathe in fill you. When you exhale, consciously breathe out particles or aspects of your old self. You might be breathing out worry or ill health or future fears or current fears, lack of trust, a controlling nature, a pessimistic attitude, or even a depressed state. Just let it out consciously. It's really important that this become an everyday practice for you. Conscious breathing with a definite purpose. God in, old self out. And you will become more confident, and it will flow much easier for you the more you practice it. So for now, we set the intention and we take the action. So, take a deep, conscious, and steady breath of God in and hold it for three counts. And then breathe a part of the old you out. Feel a part of you that doesn't belong with you any longer, leaving. Take another deep, conscious, and steady breath of God in and see it filling your body with light. Hold it for three counts. And breathe out any tension that doesn't belong to you any longer. Take one more breath of God into the cells of your being. Hold it for three counts. And breathe out any heavy energies that don't belong to you any longer. Take one more breath of God into the cells of your being. Hold it. And now breathe out a circle of God around you. Be in the center of the circle of God around you. You are a tiny fence around a glorious idea, and that idea is God. Take a breath and notice how you feel. This is your birthing breath. God in, old self out. Now, will you hold your attention on the following invocation that is spoken into your current consciousness? From the light of God that I am, and from the power and the love of God that I am, I call forth and intend that the heart and mind of God overlay my current heart and mind beginning now. I ask and I intend to interweave, work, and play with you as you interweave, work, and play with me. Soon we will merge in one unified field as we. I am willing to accept the quickened energies that will activate the crystalline essence of you, dear God, inside of my DNA. I am willing to accept the crystalline energy of reconfigured and expanded light and love to make room inside of me for you, dear God. And I will not stop this light and love ever again. I am willing to open the halls of my mind and heart and release all imprisoned memories and stories to make room for a new reality to be born. I am willing to have you reorganize my mind, dear God, with yours. I am willing to have you restructure my heart so it is able to contain all of your heart inside of me, dear God. I am willing to cease harsh criticism and judgment of myself. I am willing to release all pessimism. I am willing to believe in infinite possibilities and potentials for myself. I am willing to learn how to have an honest relationship with myself, not a distorted one, and to have it. I am willing to learn discernment between my lower heart and mind and the heart and mind of you, dear God, and use it. I am willing to know thyself in the light of truth from this day forward. And so it is. Please take a breath of God in. Hold it for three counts. And breathe weakness and self-doubt out. Notice how you feel. Just notice. Get comfortable with a state of noticing. It will change more than you might ever imagine. And now, without giving anything up, stay in the state that you are in. If you will connect those feelings to everyone else in this session, supporting and amplifying the energy of each, then our collective energy will strengthen. Notice yourself connected to each other. Take a breath of love and appreciation for each other in. Hold it and breathe a sigh of relief out. You are not alone. We are all each other. You are not alone. Feel your body calmed down. This is the breath and the consciousness that it longs for. This is the breath and the consciousness that will change you. This is the breath and the consciousness that will immediately raise your vibrational field, making you more capable to accept that which is being birthed. This is the breath and the consciousness that will align and merge you with a new and healthy internal environment, allowing you to experience yourself from a higher perspective and making room inside of you for a very healthy birth. What follows is a request and a promise from God. Beloveds, we are in this birthing transition together. We are partners. I'd like to share what partnership means from a divine perspective. Partnership is a sacred act of commitment between energies formed or formless. It is a responsibility to be entered into with dedication toward the highest outcome imaginable for all involved. In partnership, action becomes an affirmation of intention. It gives each the opportunity to become more present in their actions, holding them responsible for their part of the ship. Partnership is a discipline not to be entered into lightly. As you prepare for and continue on your journey into and through this birth, it is important to define our partnership clearly. I want you to know your part and mine. If you choose to become partners with me in this transition, I ask for your impeccable agreement to be part of this plan to birth my heart and my mind into you. And to be impeccable means to do nothing that goes against the commitment you have made by your spoken word or your silent thought. The absence of impeccability has contributed greatly to the downward spiral of the human race. Commitment and honor are often abandoned in favor of personal comfort. In this case, both commitment and honor will work in your favor. Of that, I promise. If you cannot commit wholeheartedly, please don't say you will and then turn your words against yourself. That would be an incorrect use of your energy and an action of dishonor to yourself. It takes courage to enter into this partnership, as it will challenge your normal human behavior. Your natural behavior, however, understands partnership as union, and it longs for it. So allow your natural behavior to overlight your normal behavior, and this will take some practice. As your part of this union picks up momentum and you direct more and more of your energy toward your transformation, your heightened energy will automatically travel outward and reach into mass consciousness. That is how powerful each and every one of you are. This is an exciting partnership. Through it, you have the opportunity to gain sovereignty over your troubled hearts and minds and lives. You will be free, no longer living to merely surmount one challenge after another and surviving between each. You deserve to live in a higher state than that, though you must change from one template to another to consistently experience that higher state. In this partnership, what I am requesting is going to stretch you past your human conditioning, and what I am promising will arrive in equal proportion to your commitment will please you. I am calling forth all aspects of myself, which is you, to bridge the gap between your divine nature and your human nature. I request that you approach this birthing in yourself with compassion and patience. I request that you learn how to take control of your energy fields. I request that you cease setting up any circumstances that go against yourself. I request that you spend as much quiet time as necessary to receive illuminating guidance without the distraction of technology or companions who do not support your quest for self-mastery. I request that you keep a journal to document daily insights and experiences. At the end, you will have documented the journey of a master. I request that you watch objectively, though closely, the emotions that your thoughts, your words, and your intentions produce. The purpose is for deeper self-awareness without judgment, fostering a desire within you to make a change in what has become your normal behavior. I request that when you are aware that a dark or fearful thought has begun to take on energy inside of you, you immediately turn to me and call forth my heart and my mind to overlay yours. Breathe me in and breathe out your challenged state, and then step out of the way of your lower mind's conclusions. I request that if your body feels a decline in energy, ask what it needs from you. Get your mind out of the way, listen for the answer, and honor its request immediately. You will find several techniques to shift physical energy upward as we move forward. Never rule out rest as one of them. I request that you hold each piece of this birthing that is presented to you close to your heart. I ask you to silence yourself and focus first on every piece's meaning for your life, and then take whatever action is required to move the meaning into your life expression. I request that you carry the attribute of forgiveness in your heart at all times, and learn without excuse how to give forgiveness to yourself and all others. I request that you resist nothing. Let everything that shows up in your life be a mirror, not a story. Know that there is nothing wrong. Everything and everyone shows up in your life in order that you may see yourself more clearly, without exception. Resist nothing. Finally, I request that when you have come to the end of this glorious birthing, you never live a day again without using my heart and my mind. Both have always been meant to be yours to use freely. Now they are, and now you know it. Now on to my side of the partnership. I promise that your suffering will cease. I promise that your mind will grow calm as the heaviness of your former mental and emotional fatigue from being trapped inside the human template leaves you. I promise that fear will steadily become obsolete. I promise that you will experience joy, true joy, the likes of which the majority of humankind has merely glimpsed. Joy is an aspect of you. You were not meant to have to search for joy via anything or anyone or to run out of it. That would be like running out of God, out of me. And that is not possible. I promise. Day by day, you will be building up your joy through my heart and my mind. And once your heart and mind is cast aside in favor of mine, you will notice that it is joy that greets you each day. I promise that your life will be greater, more inspired, more unified, and more sacred than you have ever experienced or even imagined. That is the natural outcome of breaking out of the human template with its lower heart, mind, and nature that has confined and confused you for lifetimes. I promise that you will never have to reinvent yourself or come up with anything on your own. Your life's passions and pathways will rise up naturally and come to you as if by magic, unhindered by your former mind and fully supported by the universe. I promise that the more you stay true to your part of the partnership, the more you will love and honor your very own evolution. I promise that you will be well compensated. When you work in partnership with me and truly come to know me in you and the power of you in me, your compensations in all forms will be endless. And if you imagine your most generous dream from the center of your heart held up for the highest and purest of all good in our new creation, you will go beyond mortal boundaries, and your new dreams, born from the divine template, will become reality. And last, if you do your part, you will realize that who I am is who you are, and you will live as human gods realize upon a higher vibration in a higher dimension on your new planet of Earth. That is my promise, beloveds. And I promise that I will always, always love you and support you. Please take a breath. We're going to take three more breaths. So this time, will you please take your middle three fingers on your right hand and tap on your heart as you proclaim with power, I am, with each breath. When you exhale, let one more part of your old self leave you. You choose which part of yourself you will breathe out. So ready? Take a breath in. Hold it. Tap on your heart and proclaim aloud, I am. I am. I am. Breathe out another part of who you are not. One more time. Take a deep breath in hold it, tap on your heart, and proclaim with power, I am, I am, I am. Breathe out another part of who you are not. And one more breath in. Hold it. Tap on your heart and proclaim, I am. I am. I am. And last time, breathe out another part of who you are not. Take a breath. From this day forward, your only identity is I am. Any other interpretation or proclamation of yourself is a lie, no matter what your conditioning, your ego, your mind, your friends, or your relatives has to say about it. From this day forward, your only identity is I am. When you notice a lie coming up in thought or words, breathe in, I am, with power, and then breathe out the lie. Take a breath. From this higher state of consciousness that you have just created using your power and your intention, I would like for you to bring up what you consider a problem or a fear that you are carrying around inside of you that doesn't involve anyone else. Give it no energy whatsoever. Just be an observer only of what comes up, and know that it is coming up through your lower mind, and it cannot touch you if you don't allow it to. Now step away from it. Use your imagination and fly to the top of a tree to move away from it if you must, to see things from a higher perspective. Stay in a focused state of noticing what problem or fear has come up. Stay in non-judgment and non-attachment. Don't touch it with another thought. Now, if you will, ask yourself if your problem or fear has you believing that should it come to pass, your survival or happiness is at stake. Just ask yourself that question. Is your survival or happiness at stake? Ask yourself how often you've put energy into your perceived problem or fear. Just ask and take note from a place of neutrality. Most likely the answer is repeatedly. You won't have to go and count. Will you notice from a point of observation how big and distorted the problem or fear has come from its origination of experience, due to the number of times it has been brought into your reality by your lower mind, and then you entertained it and invited it back over and over again? No judgment. Just notice. Stay neutral. Don't judge nor allow the problem or fear to touch you. Just notice from a point of observation how big and distorted the problem or fear has come from its origination of experience. Will you notice how the problem or fear, with its perceived outcome, has inserted itself into your belief system and your reality? Just notice. And will you notice from this vantage point how distorted and out of proportion it has become since its origination of experience? This is a key component to shifting out of your mind and into the mind of God. Just notice. This is a practice that will become vital for you to employ every single time a problem or fear arises. Now take a breath of God in. Hold it for 3 counts. Breathe the problem or fear that has been written, produced, and directed by your lower mind and ego out. Take that breath one more time. Take a breath of God in. Hold it for 3 counts. Breathe the problem or fear that has been written, produced, and directed by your lower mind out. Breathe in your power. Breathe out weakness and self-doubt. Breathe in your power. Breathe out perceived outcomes. Breathe in truth. Breathe out the lies. Breathe out the lies. Breathe out the lies. And breathe in the following words. From the light of God that I am, and from the love and the power of God that I am, I release this problem from the template of my being right now. I command and I demand that my lower mind, with its malfunctions and distortions, surrender this illusion right now. I command and demand that any energies from this or any other lifetime that in any way I am responsible for, that are associated with this problem or fear, may be overlighted and dissolved by the light of God and by the power of my intention right now. Whatever part of this problem or fear that I have inflamed, I forgive myself and set myself free right now. In my freedom, I take dominion right now over my lower mind. You are put on notice that your distortions will no longer be received here. I ask and I intend for right relationship to truth and my life be restored as I take each problem and each fear, all of which are a distortion, written, produced, and directed by the lower mind, and release it into the light of truth and into the heart and mind of God. I overlay the heart and mind of God into me right now. This problem and this fear are now surrendered. I will not touch it with another thought. I release all cords and attachments to it right now from all levels of my creation. I release, I release, I release. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. And so be it. With your eyes closed, take a breath of God in. Hold it for three counts. And breathe out the part of yourself that is no longer the truth. Feel yourself resting and relaxing right here and right now, where no problem and no fear exists, until you can begin to literally feel the problem with its fear and the story leaving your body. As I send energy into your hearts right now, let your body soften and release any residual tension. Keep breathing. Keep allowing the distortion, the pain, or the connection and the fear to drain out. Focus on your breathing. Focus on love. Focus on your heart while I assist you for a couple of moments. Some of you are holding on to your feelings. Please let them go. It's safe to let them go. it's safe to not think about them anymore. Trust that God will take care of everything. Once you let your feelings and need to fix it go, let it go. Watch it circling around the universal drain. Let it go. Put your right hand over your heart. And breathe in love. As I pour the energy of love in you, breathe it in. Take big, deep gulps of breath and love and light into your heart. Feel the energy of love flooding into your body. Take one more breath. Come back to the present moment. Notice in this present moment how you feel. Notice if you have gotten lighter, less dense. Notice that your problem or fear is nowhere around you. Take another breath and let the energy permeate throughout your body. Notice that your solar plexus has loosened. Nothing in your body or spirit chooses that discordance and distortion inside of it anymore. It chooses to be free. You are in charge of your freedom. Always remember that you hold that power. your higher mind, the mind of God, will take the problem from your lower mind and give you a different vantage point every time you give anything of a lower nature, of a lower vibration to God, to transmute and create a new outcome for you, never touching it with another thought, or you break the connection to the mind of God. God's heart and mind knows what to do. And now you are asked to trust this. And you will become more and more trusting as we move through this birthing, for the evidence of this truth will be everywhere. If this problem crops up again while you are in lower consciousness, do this technique again until it is completely out of your body and your mind. Use your power to give yourself the energy to transmute what is necessary until you are stabilized once again in higher consciousness and in the heart and mind of God. You are fully capable, though you must choose to remain focused and connected to a higher state of consciousness to see how capable you really are. Take a breath of God in. Let another part of you that is not really you go. In closing, before we take questions, I am going to give you a divine attribute or insight each time we have a session. Every attribute or insight will be an attribute or insight from God's heart and God's mind. During the time between sessions, will you take on the attribute or insight and work with it and play with it? You will find your life changing every time you do. So for tonight, it's the insight of acceptance. Just past the halfway point in life, humans tend to be suspicious of anything new, anything more, or anything different from what they have experienced so far. As you change templates, expect and accept that whatever is new, more, or different is a gift to you, not a threat to your former comfort, a condition that was doubtful. As you resurrect your life, you will experience many new things that will ultimately bring you joy. Accept the fact that whatever is new or different is meant to expand you and the visions you formerly held for yourself. Accept, allow, and enjoy. Make no judgments based on your former life. You are releasing yourself as a hostage of lower life and setting yourself free to explore divine life in a divine and fresh new template. Be patient with yourself. It will take a while to get used to your freedom and all the joy it offers. be open to receive love and blessings and grace and magic. Accept them. Don't reject them. Resist nothing. And so it is that we end our session for tonight. Namaste.